Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
So yesterday on Patreon, we did a video on Patreon only. Life expectancy dropping like a rock. What they plan to offer, what they're going to offer, how they're going to entice people, and what they're going to entice them with to basically come into our cities. Lay back, relax. Life is going to be wonderful, they will say. As we're watching those DEA, GEL numbers and Guidestone numbers begin to manifest, because it does feel like it's gone to a totally different place.
Yeah, it's really, really not a good thing.
No. And we were talking to a local today. I said to him, how you doing? He said, good, if it wasn't for all the funerals I'm going to. Lost four people last week, and got another one that's going to be leaving this plane of existence pretty soon. And this is in a tiny town.
Yeah, it's just so unfortunate. It shouldn't be like that, but it is. Here we are.
Yes, so we want to thank our newest patrons, because you guys are absolutely helping to keep us making these videos and trying to reach as many people as possible.
Indeed. We want to say a thank you to Natasha, Renee, Rob, HydroStream, and Miss Breezy. You guys, thank you.
As we will be doing more and more Patreon-only videos as we go on. Again, you know, it's just part of the system to put down anybody that is trying to expose the system. It's kind of natural, I guess, when you think of it that way. So what we have here is a tweet that's talking about the fact that the federal government has now told Texas to remove that barrier that they put in the Rio Grande. And, you know, what's going to happen with that? You know, again, all this that we see going on is all pointing towards massive internal as well as external strife.
You know, I just look at this stuff and it's like they say Texas is ready to take this all the way to the Supreme Court. I mean, to me, it's just really a bunch of paper pushing, pencil writing people. It's just a waste of time. I think it's such a huge waste of time. And it's like filling. It's like filling in good food. It's just that.
It's sawdust in your food is what it is. It's filler. And do you know there is sawdust in some actual foods? Yeah, they actually use sawdust. They might label it as some form of cellulose, but it's sawdust.
Yeah, pointless. Pointless stuff is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, the system is irrevocably broken. Well, you know, from the standpoint of, does it work for us? No. But then again, it wasn't really ever intended to. It's all about giving the illusion. Giving the illusion. And again, you know, Greg Abbott, he's got a page on the WEF, so you got to just question anything out of any of these guys. Now, this is New York City Mayor Eric Adams, and, you know, again, he is on the left side, but he's fed up, or apparently fed up, or maybe he's just been told by his handlers, hey, Eric, can you really look fed up?
Support. And let me tell you something, New Yorkers. Never in my life have I had a problem that I did not see an ending to. I don't see an ending to this. I don't see an ending to this. This issue will destroy New York City. Destroy New York City.
And he's talking about 10,000 migrants coming in a month, and they can't keep up with it. And it's just getting to be insurmountable. By the way, as we're putting this together, I'm seeing a ton of tweets talking about the 46 regime thinking about now all the migrants that come across in Texas having to stay in Texas.
Yeah, you know, just not a lot of good stuff. And I feel something kind of personal going on with this one.
Well, yeah, again, this is all part of the bigger play. We talked about the fact that there were 126 or 146,000 acres that were owned by the CCP, basically. Well, yeah, individual, but still, it's still basically putting the control of a border area under potentially an enemy. And in reality, the invasion's been well underway, and I know all you guys get that. So, yeah, the migrants will destroy New York City. He said it twice. He didn't say it a third time. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. Uh-oh, it's that manifesting. Maybe he did say a third time off camera there. This is a monster. Yeah, this is a monster. Hurricane Lee is actually a Category 4 as we speak. When we first tried to do a take of this video, it was Category 2. It was the last thing I was showing, but you know, it's gone to a Category 4. It's going to go up to a Category 5. And in fact, it could be one of the strongest hurricanes ever on record, approaching wind speeds of 185 to 200 miles an hour. Wow. I mean, just wow. And when we look at where it's going, you know, heads up, because, you know, this could impact everywhere from the Bahamas all the way up to Canada. And it may not impact any land directly. It will certainly give very rough seas, a lot of erosion at the beaches, dangerous swells and riptides. But again, with that technology play, you can see it's coming awfully dangerously close before they're forecasting it to go more northerly and then perhaps curl out to sea. It's too early to see because, you know, again, it's going to be impacting us quite a ways down the road. But this is a monster. And there's another monster over on the Pacific side as well. This is Hurricane Jova, and it's also a Category 5. And again, they are going to blame this simply on, you know, carbon emissions, cow farts. Yeah, we get it. We get it. We get it. Hong Kong recorded its heaviest hourly rainfall on record, 6.2 inches between 11 p.m. and midnight. The records go back to 1884. A rare black rainstorm warning signal has been issued. And the flooding that we're seeing all over the globe is just insane. This is Hong Kong, by the way. And again, a lot of the East Asian cities in China, and again, Hong Kong is under now mainland China control. I remember the days when it wasn't. You know, the populations in these cities can be as much as three times that of New York City. And New York City is so population dense, you know, 8 million people. But some of these cities are in the like 23, 24 million people range. That's a ton of people. And we see flooding's been making headlines across the globe, not just this week. But you see the flooding that we were talking about in Vegas and Spain and in Brazil and in Greece. It's just been catastrophic. And, you know, there are so many houses in Greece with people up on roofs. It just awaiting rescue. Because that's the only place that's dry is up on the roof. And this goes on for miles. In cities, miles inside a city. This flooding is just, it really is unheard of in our times.
Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at this and feeling the energy, looking at the energy. This is really not good. These are so many people who are now devastated, who have lost their livelihoods, who have lost everything. And from an energetic standpoint, when you see this energy, this negative energy emanating from this standpoint, it really helps me tell you guys to please send your positive intentions out there, because it really does make a difference. Just because you can't see it with your two eyes doesn't mean that energy that you're sending out from your heart is not rising up and pushing back against the other darker energies. And it's going to lend a lot of help to these folks. So I really hope you can spend a minute and send good intentions out there. And this poor cow, oh my gosh, I bet you she's so hungry. And however is she going to get down?
Yeah, you know, it was the flood that lifted her up on top of the roof. You could say that again. That's just crazy. And meanwhile, we have all these young 20-something-year-old athletes, professional soccer players, all diagnosed with testicular cancer, like in a very short period of time. We've seen so many athletes just drop. Heart attacks, strokes, you know, blood clots. It's just increasing now. It's increasing at an exponential rate as the EU is about to go into full war footing. Yes, full military war production across the EU due to the war of attrition with Russia. Again, they say that our stock of just even bullets is so depleted we wouldn't be able to last a week. That's when you know we're getting close, because that's when they're going to trigger it, because the intention is to shift the power structure. Again, this is the equivalent to a fighter being paid to take a dive. And meanwhile, more and more is coming out showing how, when you look at the political structure, like over in Maui, the Maui City Council are stakeholders in the redevelopment of Maui as a smart city. You know, again, it's all coming out now, and the people are realizing that the people across this globe have been totally played, totally duped, completely, and in such a dark way.
You know, I'm just curious, though. I mean, just because council members have been caught, is anything going to happen, or are they just going to plow over whoever to get what they want? That's my point. The whole system, it's like, yeah, they're caught. Well, so, you know, that's kind of what they're thinking, I think.
Yeah, that's kind of where we're getting to now. So, you know, when the people that make and put the laws into effect and then are responsible for having the laws enforced break the laws, what do you do? I'll leave that to you guys. What do you do when you have the combined net worth of the 50 richest members of Congress, $4.8 billion, annual salary of $174,000, they'd have to work 27,500 years to earn that much money. Where's their money coming from? They're being bought and paid for. This is the obvious part. They're bought and paid for, and they don't work for you. That's so obvious. There's another reason why geoengineering and reflecting sunlight is so insanely evil and nefarious. Any amount of reflective particulate in the sky is going to reduce the UV coming down, and then how much vitamin D we get from the sun through our skin. Everybody's already sufficiently deficient in vitamin D. Yet another on the long list of examples of how your elites are systematically trying to destroy health from every single vector imaginable. The ideal way to take vitamin D is transdermal with drops. We never consume thousands of IU per day orally in nature, and we get it from sunlight through our skin. So it's logical we should emulate that pathway. And so they're talking about drops they use. This is from inversionism, which seems to be on top of a lot of things. You know, again, people will say, I always put my sunscreen on, you know, because I mean I've had skin cancer and I have to get a zap. Well, did you ever use suntan lotion? Because do you realize what's in most suntan lotions and how they could actually cause cancer? And then not just that, but what's your diet? Because what you put into your body can also increase the propensity for cancer. Things like they add carrageenan and nitrates. There's so many different things. You know, now we know, obviously, aspartame, you know, nasty thing that can cause all sorts of issue. What do you put on your lawn? You know, again, that could add to the cancer. People will equate that the sun gives them cancer when they don't realize that the sun is protecting them from cancer. And it's all the chemicals. This is just a sales job. This is just a sales job. You know, everything is a sales opportunity in this world. And, you know, we have to realize that. If you have the entire globe that has an AIDS-like condition, that's going to make for an awful lot of profits. Total of 57 people from Hillary and Bill's inner circle have died under strange circumstances over the past 30 years. 15 committed suicide, including billionaire you-know-who, that island. 8 died in car and plane crashes. 14 were killed under mysterious circumstances. And, you know, what did they know? 57 people? That's not a coincidence. By the way, she's no longer with us. Just so you know, she's no longer amongst those on this side.
No, and her energy doesn't look too good from what I can see. I can't see her there, so she's not having a good time.
And that doesn't mean that you won't see a body double, because we understand that. And meanwhile, we have Blade Runners going around cutting down these government cameras that are charging people 15 pounds a day for driving gas-powered vehicles older than 2006 and diesel vehicles older than 2015. Yeah, actually, if you look it up, there's a lot of posts about Blade Runners. The Wikipedia founder warns the site is run by the CIA to brainwash the public. No wonder they're always saying, get a little wiki sticker, Anunnaki, group of smears, you know, reptilians, that's just a crazy conspiracy. Chemtrails, verified, no, it's still a conspiracy theory, even though it's been declassified. You know, again, this is all part of the system. So many of those that we thought had white hats, they're actually black hats.
Yeah, you know, I mean, and it's just back and forth and back and forth. People waiting on somebody else with a white hat to come and save them. And oh, don't worry, you know, the white hats are in control. And I just keep saying time after time, if this is what it looks like when they're in control, we are in trouble. We are in trouble. And then we found this photo here. Now, this is not a nice entity. To me, this feels very real because when I look at it, I can feel the intentions emanating off of this thing, and they're definitely not good. So, yeah, this energy, this thing is very readable.
You know, grays are used an awful lot because they are manufactured. They are simply manufactured in labs and used to do all sorts of different things, reconnaissance, sabotage, it goes on and on and on. And these little guys, now these little guys are cute.
Oh my gosh. I mean, everybody just needs at least a dozen sitting there eating flowers in their garden.
Yeah, just don't eat the veggies, guys.
Indeed.
So guys, as always, stay prepared. We want to thank you for your support. And, you know, just put it out there that put your intentions out there. Put your intentions out there. When we see all this flooding, yes, pray for the people. Pray that also the power structures, tools of their trade be disabled. You know, may they suffer all sorts of catastrophic failures of technology. And we look forward to the day when that sun flash will fry a lot of their equipment. You know, again, it was the Maya, I believe, that said that in the end of this age, and again, that Mayan calendar, you know, commonly thought that we shifted in 2012. Again, there's been so many calendar changes, but they did say that the technology that we would have in these days would be used against us, and it is being used against us. I turned on my phone briefly just to check, see if there was any emergency stuff. And literally within moments, I was starting to get a headache within moments. So, you know, my phone stays off. I check it every maybe 3 days now. And, you know, I just don't use it. We use Cindy's, which is not 5EEG capable. And, you know, at some time, yes, you know, we'll have a Carrington-like event and it'll fry a lot of the technology. And, you know, again, they are prepared for all this because you are talking extraterrestrials. So, again, you know, they know. They've been through these cycles many times. And they know their time is running short in controlling the entirety of the planet. They just want to get as many people herded into their pens as possible.
Yes, it's not a pretty picture, but until then, find some bunnies to look at.
Absolutely. As always, God bless and namaste.
Namaste.